To item C, which is future meeting planning. Does anybody have anything to say about future meeting agendas, the year at a glance, and where we're going from here? Commissioner Anderson, your hand is up.
That would be a mistake.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I had been looking on my laptop at the September agenda, and I want to speak a little bit about the placement of the Columbia River final decision, which is the first thing on Saturday morning right after open public comment. And open public comment says people are encouraged not to speak the things that are that have open public comment on the agenda. The Columbia River one does not have any open public comment. And recall when this was originally scheduled for a decision in August, at a time when we did take public comment, the interest of the commission was to take the public comment and not make a decision at that time and sleep on it, so to speak, sleep on it, including having a workshop on it, and then make a decision in September. So, my concern here is that if open public comment is there right before this agenda item, that we might have another large amount of public comment that comes in. This is a 90-minute agenda item. Agenda item number 8 on Friday in the middle of the day is the hatchery agenda item. That's also 90 minutes. And so it strikes me that it might be a good idea to just switch those. The time would be neutral. I noticed that there is also at the end of the day on Friday a matter of a PoundNet presentation, and I don't want to try to if the intent of having that on the agenda at the September meeting is to have it come right before the Columbia River decision, I'm not necessarily looking to adjust that if that was the intent. Those could both be placed maybe in the middle of the day. I don't think it's a good idea to have the Columbia River decision at the end of the day, but I just would say that it's going to be awkward if we have it on Saturday morning and we're looking at 35 or 71 people that are testifying on the Columbia River matter, because that was the whole reason for delaying the decision to September, was to not make a decision right when you have a large volume of public testimony. So my suggestion is to just flip agenda item 8, the hatchery agenda item, and put that Saturday morning, and the Columbia one on Friday. And so I want to put that out for discussion and see if there's any objections to that.
Does anybody have anything they want to say regarding Don's suggestion to swap the hatchery and the Columbia River pieces of the agenda for September?
This is Kehoe. I put my video on here. I support the change. I think it makes sense, and I think it's in line with the commission's intent, as Don explained. So I support it.
I guess this is Commissioner Carpenter. You know, my only concern, I guess, is, and I don't disagree with either of my colleagues, because it's almost impossible to get it perfect for everybody, no matter what it is. But whether we have it on Friday or Saturday, I don't care personally. The fact remains that on Friday mornings and Saturday mornings, we always have open public comment in the beginning. So that's probably still going to be the case. But as far as moving it from Saturday to Friday, I don't have an objection.
Commissioner Linville.
The only thing that jumps in, I don't have a problem with it, but the only thing that jumps into my mind is sometimes we get the feedback that when it's on a weekday, people aren't, you know, available to comment. And this is obviously extremely important. So I'm wondering if that's a concern that we should think about.
Senator McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, my only reaction to that, Commissioner Linville, is that we have we had scheduled this for a final decision in August and did it for the, and moved it to September for the purpose of not having the decision focused on some large public comment period right before. So I guess where I thought we were at was we gave everybody a chance to comment on the review draft. We've heard the public comment, and that was supposed to come to a conclusion, and it was not an anticipation that we would then again want to hear a bunch of public comment on the same issue again.
So is, maybe I'm misunderstanding, is there public, is there a comment scheduled for this specific topic? Or is that, are we just talking about the public comment in the public comment section?
Yeah, so currently this is not scheduled to have its own public comment period, and that was by design.
Got it, yes. Then I rescind my comment.
Commissioner Thorburn, I believe, has her hand raised.
I took it down. I was just going to say pretty much what Commissioner McIsaac said. We've had a testimony on this. We've had plenty of opportunity, provided plenty of opportunity, and our plan was to make the decision. At some point, we bring this to a conclusion, and that was exactly what we talked about in rescheduling it for September.
This is Commissioner Baker. What we're talking about here regarding parliamentary procedure is basically it's not limited to this issue. We normally try to have a two-meeting process where we take public comment one meeting, we let it percolate for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, and then we do a decision the next. So this isn't unusual, although this is a, you know, as we all know, this is an absolutely enormous issue for us. And a lot of people want to talk to us, and we do not, during the open public comment on either Friday or Saturday morning, we don't limit what people can talk about. So I think we can expect, as Don says, that whether we do it Friday or Saturday, we are going to hear some public comment on this, and that's also normal. But just getting back to the question, is there anybody who objects to swapping out those two agenda items? Well then, Nikki, did you got that?
Yep, I got it.
So is there anything else we need to discuss regarding future meeting planning?
I do, Vice Chair Baker.
Go ahead, Nikki.
So a brief discussion about physical meetings for the remainder of the year would be helpful, or even the September one, just so I know what's going to be happening in the next couple weeks. We haven't really set an intention of whether we're meeting, not meeting. We kind of said case-by-case basis, which is fine, but we're only a couple weeks away, and we're supposed to be here in Olympia, so I just want to make sure I know what's going on.
Go ahead.
Well, I think for more than obvious reasons, we're going to do it on the Zoom platform. I mean, there's just too much infection rate, and I think that's the only appropriate thing to do. Amy, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that the NRB remains closed, so it's not available for a meeting.
Seems to me that we have to follow the governor's lead on this. Even if we wanted to meet, depending on where we were, we couldn't, I don't even think we and our staff could get together without exceeding the limits of the indoor participants. So I think Nikki, sorry to say, I think we are going to have to continue to follow the trajectory of the pandemic and make decisions on a case-by-case basis. But for now, I don't see us meeting, certainly not in September and probably not in October.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Let me just say, I support that. I think September's the right thing to do on a Zoom thing. I would just advise people that if you're going to be on a Zoom, try not to take the call at the Cape Disappointment U.S. Coast Guard Station area, because that's just terrible.
You'll be disappointed. Madam Vice Chair, may I speak?
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I support the virtual meetings as well. One suggestion, and I'll leave it to Nikki and maybe IT folks. It seems like we continue to have problems with the Zoom platform. And I can just tell you from my personal experience with my computer, we don't have the same audio problems with a microphone, I should say, on GoToMeeting or the Windows meeting. And, you know, I know people are comfortable with Zoom, but you know, persistently we have these audio problems. And, you know, I'm an example. So now I can do it with my earbuds, but I can't do it without it. And it's just, it's not, so I'll just throw that out there, Nikki. I don't know. Maybe we'd have the same problems, but it just seems it's acute with the Zoom.
Mr. Baker, I'd like to reply. I am going to coordinate with Hannah after the meeting today. I found a couple possible troubleshooting options that I'm going to try out with her to see if we can fix the audio. But if it is a long-term fix, if it's as simple as unchecking a box, I will send out an email to everyone and make sure that everyone that gets on early enough will be sure to uncheck the box. So there is a function that will automatically calibrate your mic. And that could be the issue, but we are working on it.
Yeah, so just from my personal experience, we tried everything. We have an IT specialist, and it was determined that the Zoom platform was the problem. We had Zoom tech folks as well. So, but anyway, good luck.
Thanks.
So, Bob, this is Barbara. Do you have the same problem when you use Microsoft Teams platform?
No, that's what I was saying, that we don't have the problem with Teams. It's unique to Zoom. And, you know, maybe it's a Zoom patch issue. I don't know, but it's a persistent problem. So any event. I'll let the smarter people figure it out, but that's just an observation.
Okay. Does anybody